Welcome to Android Guys in Brief, tech news worth knowing. My name is Andrew Myrick, and today is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. This is the tech news that you need to know. Google handicaps fast wireless charging on the Pixel 3. With the release of the Pixel 3, Google finally embraced the world of wireless charging. The company also went so far as to create a unique wireless charger with the Pixel stand. However, now that the Pixel 3 is in the hands of consumers, we are learning more. One user took to Reddit and shared that the Pixel 3 is actually capped at 5-watt charging speed when using third-party wireless chargers. In comparison, when using the Pixel stand, your Pixel 3 will charge at 10 watts. Google claims the reasoning for this is because, quote, a secure handshake takes place. Hopefully, a future software release will reverse this decision, but there's no telling what Google will do. Xiaomi Blackshark Helo gaming phone announced. There seems to be a new focus on gaming smartphones, and Xiaomi is the latest to jump in the fray. The Xiaomi Blackshark Helo is the latest offering and is completely focused on gaming enthusiasts. The device sports a 6-inch AMOLED display coupled with dual front-firing speakers, and then under the hood, we have the Snapdragon 845 chipset along with up to 10GB of RAM. This inclusion marks the first smartphone release with 10GB. There are also 6GB or 8GB options for those who don't have a bottomless wallet. However, it's not as expensive as you may think, as pricing for the Blackshark Helo starts at around $460 and goes up to $605. OnePlus confirms it will release a 5G phone in 2019. Qualcomm is currently holding its 4G 5G summit in Hong Kong, and we have learned some exciting news. We already know that 5G will be the next big push from smartphone manufacturers, but OnePlus has confirmed that it will be one of those companies. Co-founder Carl Pei revealed that it will be one of the first companies to launch a 5G-enabled phone in 2019. Testing for this device started back in August in a partnership with Qualcomm. Unfortunately, we aren't sure when this device will be released, but we do know the 6T won't be compatible. Qualcomm also revealed that there will be a device launch in the first half of 2019, which will be the first of its kind. New Home View features are rolling out to the Lenovo Smart Display. A few weeks ago, Google announced some new features that would be coming to smart displays everywhere. One of these compatible displays is the Lenovo Smart Display, and it seems those features are starting to roll out now. For the unaware, the updates include multi-room audio support, live albums from Google Photos, and Home View. This feature makes it possible to control and see all of your smart home devices on a single dashboard. Lenovo stated that the features will be rolling out to all users over the next few weeks. Misfit Vapor 2 unveiled with the Snapdragon 2100 Wear. After being leaked last week, the Misfit Vapor 2 is now official. The Wear OS-based smartwatch comes in two different sizes at 1.2 inches and 1.4 inches. Both versions come with 512 megabytes of RAM, 4 gigabytes of storage, and either 300 or 330 milliamp-hour batteries. Unfortunately, the Vapor 2 is powered by the Snapdragon 2100 Wear, which is now almost 3 years old. Pricing for the Vapor 2 starts at $250, but foregoing the Wear 3100 chipset practically makes this dead on arrival. You can pre-order the smartwatch from Misfit, Best Buy, and others if you choose to do so. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Blue Microphones. Blue makes the most popular USB microphone around, used by podcasters, esports stars, and more. If you'd like to pick up a Blue microphone, head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this post. We'll have a coupon code where you can save 20%.